balcony downstairs, I want you to recognize God chose today to do a mighty breakthrough in your lives today. Not some, not maybe almost all, but all of us. And it is a breakthrough of a revelation that we're going to hear today. And when that is understood in righteousness, all right, everyone just hear this. Offense is not something we live by. We choose, Mark chapter 6, not to be offended. Mark 5 or Mark 6, not to be offended. We choose to hear the Word of God and allow the Word of God to pierce every fiber of our being, that we can walk in a power and in an authority that's been given to us. That's what we've been learning, the reason for Easter. The very reason why Easter took place. We know that as resurrection. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm going to ask that you would just smile at a couple people as you are seated. God bless you as you're seated. Well, I am just absolutely excited about what the Lord gave me to share with you. I have sat on this. You can ask Michelle, who puts all the notes for you to see the scriptures, that I've been waiting a long time to bring this to you in the realm that I'm bringing it to you. And what I mean by the realm, the culture, and what God is doing in this day, knowing that when I wrote this out, when I put this together, God told me that there was going to be a mighty breakthrough today. And I want you to really grab a hold of this, that it's for you. All right, turn to a neighbor and say, it's for me today. All right? Then turn to that same neighbor and say, it's for you too. So wake up. No, don't say that to him. Now, this message also today will probably be one of the hardest or strongest messages I will have given to this congregation in the 33 years that I've been here. It is a message of strength. It is a message of straight out truth that I'm believing that as the word is brought forth, and I'm using a kingdom term, brought forth, as the word is spoken, I want you to understand there's going to be an authority with the words that is going to dismantle deception. And so allow this not to be some religious experience, but allow the word and the truth and the statements that I make to be an absolute joy to hear and to receive. It's a must, because whether you realize it or not, from the time that you were able to hear in your mother's womb, you heard things that were opposite of what I'm going to tell you. You heard things that when you were in your mother's womb, you didn't understand it. When you were real young, you didn't understand it. But as you began to grow, you began to experience things in your life. And in those experiences, deception begins to unfurl and wrap things around in nice, tight, beautiful-looking packages that we now begin to live by and we understand this is God's will when it's deception and it's not God's will, it's not in accordance to the Word of God. And because of that, we make decisions, we live our lives. We literally, at times, some people will jump from job to job, from place to place, from school to school, from spouse to spouse, from friend to friend, because of an offense and a deception that says what is taking place is not what God wants us to live in or go through. In today's society, what we're trying to do is run from every situation that's hard. When God says, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Walk through it with joy. Why? Because God has taken you through something to show his authority in what you're going through. And the same authority, as we found, was given by the Father to Jesus, and then Jesus gave it to us, last week's message. But we have to now begin to understand, in answering the third and fourth question that we gave you, four of them last week. And so here's our premise that we're going to cover. In order to walk in the miraculous, we're always believing for the miracle, we're believing for the healing, we're believing for our grandchildren, children to be saved, all these things. In order to walk in the miraculous, we have to understand kingdom authority. Kingdom authority, remember, comes through relationship with the Father. Doesn't come through how loud you talk, how loud you sing, what position you carry in life. Authority comes through a relationship with Father God, because he's the one that gives authority. Without the Father, we have no authority or God-appointed authority. We're going to learn that there is an authority that is not appointed by God. What we're going to find today, and let me just give you this, is that many times, because in God's authority doesn't mean that everything's going perfect or that they're not hard authorities in our life, or they might be have difficulties in the relationships with the authority that God appointed. And a lot of times we reject those authorities, but if we reject God's authorities, then the other authorities will come into line and you will be under the world's authority. And under the world's authority comes great pain, great suffering, sickness, disease, all kinds of things that what happened because of sin, the curse in this world. And so I learned at a young age, partly because I had a father and a mom that were very strong in the areas of authority, and at times, you know, you butt your heads, but learning scripturally that God gives us authority, and when we come under authority, God's canopy of appointed authority will be the protection in your life. Today's society, we reject God's authority and we look for the world's authority. Because the world's authority will say, hey, I'll take care of you. Don't worry about them. They're old or they're whatever. And you begin to live your life under man's appointed authority. And we find in the Bible many instances where man appointed authority, and in a little bit after that, the story, that authority is no longer. Because God is authority, and only all authority comes from God. Amen. Amen. All right. So now that we're there, I want you, when we begin to talk about this, We tend then to become passive. You know, because, okay, I want to change. I want to be this godly person, which you are. This is Valley Community Church. You're word people. You love God's word, and you understand what I'm talking about. But I want you to recognize this is also when we see this, see, coming under authority doesn't mean you're passive. Coming under authority doesn't mean that you're just whatever, just tell me what to do and I'll do it, you know, military. We have to understand God's appointed authority. We're going to learn how it functions in our life today. Are you ready for that? Okay. Let me pause and say this. Understanding authority is vital. It's important. It is a priority because it's about intimacy with God. When you hear authority, you're thinking someone's a boss and someone's a slave. That's not authority. That's not God-appointed authority. Authority comes out of intimacy and relationship. That is so foreign to the world's mentality or to what many of us have experienced through life and the struggles we have with authorities. Last week we answered two questions: where do you get authority and how do you get authority? So we basically answered these questions by saying this one answer again. We get it and function in authority by obeying the Father, because it's given by the Father. I'll say it again. We get authority and we function in authority by obeying the Father. Amen. I thought this was kind of funny. I'm throwing this at all this at you, but I read this earlier this week. It says, I heard about a kindergarten teacher. She was walking around her classroom as her students drew pictures. She noticed this one little girl drawing so intently. She asked her, what was she drawing? And the little girl said she was drawing a picture of God. And the teacher kind of laughed. She said, oh, honey, nobody really knows what God looks like. And the little girl, without missing a beat, said, they will in a minute. Amen. Now that's authority. So we're going to answer question 3 and 4. Here's question 3 and 4. How do you lose authority? Question number 4, how do we use authority? Because we need to know how you lose authority. Because many people have, and sickness and disease and stuff and financial difficulties run rampant into their lives because of the deception in this world that has created this non-believing realm of authority. And literally, all authority is given by God, and this authority should be good, but to most people, authority is bad in our society today. Am I true? Am I right? And so what we hear, that's what you see on the news, what you see in books, you see at school, that's what you see on the job. You know, you go sit and have a break and all your fellow employees are just barking about the supervisor or whatever. And all this stuff is because in our mindset, even though we love God with all our hearts, there's a tendency to rebuke authority, and we must understand all authority is given by God. All authority is given by God. Matthew chapter 8. Verses 5 through 7 says, now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, My servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented, and Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Now, we taught on this message before, this scripture before. But I want you to see something a little bit more in what we talked about before. Notice the centurion didn't ask Jesus to come. But Jesus said, I'm going to come. Why? Because that's the heart of God. All authority's heart is to come and to be with you. Relationship. Jesus wants to heal, and it's his passion. But what do we get? Well, you know, this happened, and this has been going on for a long time, and the body this, and the body that, and the doctor said, and hey, we believe in doctors. Laughter doeth good like medicine. You need to go to doctors. You need to get your physicals. Now, I'm not trying to advertise for doctors, but you need to take care of your body as well as spiritually and physically. We have to take care of our bodies. So bottom line, it is God's will to heal. Healing is also clear in the Bible. It's the will of the Father. It is clear the Bible also wants all to be saved. Saved means to be made whole. Speaks of being whole spiritually with your soul and your body. So the centurion, the story, said, my servant is sick. And Jesus didn't say, I don't heal servants. Jesus didn't say, you know, I want him to die so four people can get saved at his funeral. How many of you heard that? Well, God let him die so so-and-so can get saved. Let me tell you, God let Jesus die so you could be saved. Not your cousin. So Jesus says, I will come and heal him. Now, watch the centurion's response so we can learn authority. Notice the humility also. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Verse 9, very important. For I also am a man under authority. Basically, what the scripture could have said is, I am authority in this world, centurion, but I know you're under authority, and because I know what authority means, all you have to do is say a word and it's done. So ask yourself a question. Why did the centurion use the word also? He used the word also, watch this, in here, he used the word also because there was a recognition that Jesus walked in authority. God appointed authority. All right, let's read it again, verse 9. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. Now, Jesus' response, and we covered this before, when Jesus heard the centurion's statement in verse 9, verse 10, Jesus says, when Jesus heard it, he marveled. How many of you want Jesus to marvel over you? He marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Jesus says, I've been on this earth around 31 and a half years, haven't found anyone that has as much faith as a centurion. Question, what is the key of his faith? The answer is in the middle of the conversation in Matthew 8, verses 5 through 10. The centurion said, "You don't even have to come to my house. I understand authority in relationship." Because he begins to explain the relationship he has with those over him and those under him. And even those that serve him at that time of culture as a slave. He recognized Jesus was under authority, and he had authority because he was under authority. I'll say it again. He recognized that Jesus had appointed authority. He recognized that because, how did he recognize it? It's because he lived a life of being under authority. How many people in our world are never under authority? Oh, well, I got a job and I have a boss. How many people on their jobs, even though they have a boss, are not under authority? Even though they do what they say to do, but they don't do it with their heart. They don't do it with their heart. See, I'm going to tell you a secret. I even sent out early this morning a text message to many, many of our leaders in our church. And I said, pray. Because my message, those that choose to be offended will be offended by what I'm going to say today. And I'm asking you, if you are easily offended, especially those watching me online, I want you to understand this very thing. You choose to be offended with this, you are going to lose what God has proclaimed in a breakthrough today. Because God can change something, as he did with Joseph. Joseph went to bed in prison, and the next morning woke up, was set before the king, and was appointed second in command of the world. That's how quick God can change things in your life. But he does it because why? We understand the relationship of authority. You will never have kingdom authority unless you are under authority. A lot of people say, well, I prayed. Why didn't this take place? Can I say, in much love and compassion for every person, because I know the will of the Father wants to heal you, is because you have struggled with authority. How many of you know that there is one promise about children honoring their mother and father, that it has a promise with it? Because when you're honoring mother and father, you're honoring an appointed, God-appointed authority. And it says that it may be well with you. Whole. That it may be well with you. What is that? Oh, well, you know, I got great parents. You know, I love my parents. They weren't perfect. But I learned and I understood how to honor dad and mom. And what happened from that honor coming under authority, it became well with me. Authority. Relationship with the Father. So Jesus said, this is the greatest faith, because we understand, watch this, authority is the honor of relationship, or honoring in relationships. When you hear the word relationships, you're thinking boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. We're talking about life is about relationships. Everything you do, everywhere you go, there are relationships with people. Honor, relationship. But we've learned what authority is, but we're trying to figure out how we lose authority. It's dishonoring authority is how we lose God-appointed authority. So the way we get authority is by submitting. Okay, submit. The word submit has become a cuss word to our world. But submitting means coming under a mission. Is by submitting to authority, and it's called honor. If our attitude is no one is going to tell me what to do, I will say this: you will either end up in jail or you will go to the military and flunk out of there too if you don't learn to come under authority. The military, you are told what to do, when to get up, when to eat, and when to go to bed, and when to go to bathroom. Anybody in the military here? Yeah. Is that true? Okay. I understand authority, he says. I am under authority. Soldiers are under me. All I have to do is speak, and they obey. Because there was a delegated authority to me as an authority in the military. That's a centurion talking. Because I understand, the centurion, authority, all you have to do, Jesus, is speak, and my servant will be whole. Because he understood authority. All you have to do is speak, and it's a done deal, because that's what I do in the military. And it's about relationship. And then what we find in the story, we won't even go there. We find even in the story, there's scripture that shows the love of God in the situation and the joy of the relationship that took place because the servant was healed. And there was joy in the home. Everybody that knew the situation were just ecstatic and happy and jumping up and down. Why? It's because the Father wants relationship with you. Jesus said again, this guy has the greatest faith in Israel because he does understand authority, because of in relationship, he understands authority is the heart of God. Authority is the heart of God. Watch this. How are we missing this? How are godly, wonderful people, some of us, how are we missing this thing? Because we're trying, okay, I got to get in a word more. You need to get in a word more. I got to grab the word and allow my faith to grow. Yes, yes, amen, hallelujah, amen, truth. I have to do this, I have to do this. But how do we miss this? All of us want to have great faith, but we struggle being under authority. We're in the Word of God. We're journaling. We go to OSL. We go to discipleship, Bible college, Bible classes, Spanish church with Pastor Angel who teaches the Word of God. If you're listening online looking for a Spanish church, great one. Come on. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And we have to get to a place that we recognize what the enemy is trying to do, so you will lose the authority God appointed in your life to rule over sickness and disease and the difficulties of life. So you lose authority by coming out from under delegated authority. Or you don't relate with kingdom principles that God appoints authority. Let's go on. I'm just putting everything into this so that you understand. Because most of our lives, most of us have not heard a message like this. Because when you say, I'm sick, or I have this going on in my life, well, get in the Word more. You need to believe more. And it's so frustrating. Well, you know, those faith people, you know, they're just so extreme. And so we get all these arguments. And let me just give you the simple answer. Come under God's authority. How do you do that? Do you need more faith? No, because God said to everyone around, to the centurion in the scripture, he said about him, he said, I don't know anybody in Israel that has as much faith as he has. What was his faith? Coming under authority. It's word. It's scripture. So don't come to me and say, oh, pastor, you know, you're coming against studying the word again. No, I'm not. I'm a faith person. I'm in the word every single day of my life. It is my life. It's my lifestyle. But I can mess it all up if I get offended and I come out from under authority in my life. Ooh, I can hear the heater running. It's so quiet in here. You must see authority is God. It's like a big, huge umbrella of protection. In the spirit realm, it's like a huge hailstorm. How many of you know if you have a hailstorm and you're in the middle of it, you're going to stay underneath an umbrella? What happens when you go out from under the umbrella? The hail's going to hit you. It's going to hurt. God has said something. We say, no, no one's going to tell me what to do. But God has said something. Don't walk out from under the umbrella, because if you do, pow! Then we think, God, why did you let this happen to me? I go to church every Sunday. I've read 10 Christian books. I read through the Bible. How come you allowed this to happen? God says, you're the one that walked out from under it. Now, I know this is difficult for some to hear. I know you might even want to turn off the TV while you're watching right now. But I'm trying to help you to have a relationship with the Father and walk under his authority and see the love of God just explode in your life. That's what I'm trying to do. Church family, God created good authority. And authority is good. Even though, at times, there is bad authority. Parents, if you come out from under authority, you start pulling your kids with you because it's your responsibility. If your kids are young, don't you dare come out from under the authority of God and the authorities that God's placed, because you pull your kids with you. And we're praying for their protection as they go to school and all the different things. But I want to tell you the power of God, the authority you have, that when you drop your kids off and say, in Jesus' name, the protection of the Lord is all over you, and you are under authority, that umbrella follows your kids. It follows your kids. We have to understand this, because the enemy has browbeat for centuries, millennia, for us to come out from under God's authority and his appointed authority. A lot of families are messed up, not because they're not good people, but because they've come out from the authority of God, that God has placed in their life. in your marriage. The church preached so long of the problems in marriages, there's a Jezebel spirit. I've taught this about 6 years ago. The Jezebel spirit manifested, folks, because of the Ahab spirit. We're blaming the woman when it was Ahab. Ahab was king of Israel, and he could not lead his own home because in his home he didn't love like Christ loved the church. He was a wimp. He did not stand and love his wife and his family. Authority is to be loving and kind and serving others in leadership. Ahab, history writes, Ahab conquered more land than any king except Solomon in the history of Israel. First Kings says that Solomon conquered by wisdom and Ahab conquered by deception. The enemy conquers you by deception, which causes you to rebel against authority. The way God leads in authority is through wisdom, because the book of Proverbs says this. Watch this. Proverbs 3, verse 16 through 18. In her right hand, wisdom holds a long life. And in her left hand are wealth and honor. Wisdom with honor makes life pleasant and leads us safely along. Wisdom is a life-giving tree. The connotation of the tree is relationship. I'll say it again. Wisdom is a life-giving tree, the source of happiness for all who hold on to her. Ahab was great outside the home as a leader, but had problems being a leader at home, or wouldn't lead. Remember the story? Ahab wanted to buy the field that was next to the palace. They wouldn't sell it to him. So he goes home and he pouts. They won't sell me the property. Jezebel went out and murdered the owner on the field. She was in rebellion to authority because that was against the authority. They did not have the right to do that. And the prophet went to Jezebel and said, the dogs are going to eat you. 12 years later, it happened. When we are not living under authority, the enemy can eat us alive. Stay with me now. So the reason we have a problem seeing miracles in our lives on a daily basis is because it could be we're having a problem with authorities in our life. The reason some have a problem with authority is because their homes are not in order. They have a problem with authority. They have a problem with different things. And honor in relationship is not there. And I want to tell you, honoring in relationships is submitting to authorities. If you're here, you're watching, and you're going to get married, marriage is the greatest thing that God ever created besides men and women. But most people are afraid of marriage. Why? It's because they don't understand authority. And when you honor one another, co-equal, the Bible's the first book that ever said men and women are co-equal. It's what it teaches. Weak, wimpy pastors don't teach that, but Scripture does, and I teach that. We're co-equal. We're called of God, anointed of the Holy Spirit. But what we need to do is to rise up and understand it's about honoring in relationships. And this is a difficulty that we have, and after a while, we start saying, well, you know, maybe God doesn't want to heal. God doesn't want to save them. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish and have everlasting life. God wants all people to be saved. Romans 13:1 says, let every soul, notice the word every. Matter of fact, that word every in the Greek means every. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Now, this is not a trick or nothing. Just really hear what I'm about to say. Don't lift your hands. Tell your neighbor, don't lift your hands. Anyone in here ever resisted authority? Scripture says you brought judgment to yourself. That's just a stinking enemy, that horn, all right? After I called him stinking, it stopped. See, the root of pride is rebellion. So here's the conclusion. Some are just rebellious and want to do what they want to do. And what Scripture tells me is the miraculous is running from you. When we are living a life of rebellion, the miraculous is running from you. That's why, watch this, is we need to dive more into intercession, a prayer, to destroy the deception of the enemy so that people will realign themselves to the kingdom of God principles. Amen? Are you with me? So when we call for prayer and worship, we should all run to that. It's important. All right? Don't raise your hand. Are any one of you involved in witchcraft? Another question. Don't raise your hand. Do any one of you have a problem with authority? Because problem with authority is called rebellion. You know what 1 Samuel 15:23 says? For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king. Saul. Rebellion is putting up a wall on the inside. There are people who are compliant, but don't ask them to do something they don't want to do. They're going to do what they want to do, just don't, you don't know anybody like that, I know. You know, just don't even ask them to do anything they don't want to do. Let me tell you, that's demonic. That's a demonic influence. And it opens themselves up to the enemy. So to lose authority, Satan lies to you and deception takes place. And James 4:7 says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You can't resist the devil if you don't submit to God and his appointed authorities. Everyone take a deep breath now. Well, how do we use authority? You're going to like this. James 4:7 says, you must submit to God in order to resist the devil. How do you submit to God? Do the will of the Father. Not my will, but your will. We need to stop wondering why and get under authority. Have you ever known someone, you've talked to them, and you've talked to them, and you've talked to them, and they ask you a question, why? And you tell them. And then 3 months later, they come to you, and they ask you, why? And you tell them. And then 3 months later, They come to you. Some of you are getting frustrated already. And they tell you, and you give them the answer. But they don't do it because there's not a transformation of submitting to God and His word and His ways. 2 Corinthians 13:10 says, "Therefore, I write these things being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness." You know what Paul said? "I'm ticked at you, and I'm not going to see you face to face because I might say something I don't want to say." That's what he said. "According to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification and not for destruction." He said, "I know my own personality. This is so deep in me of submitting to God and submitting to authority and having relationship with the Father, relationship with you. I'm not going to come because I'm afraid I might say the wrong thing. But I just want to tell you, I want to lift you up." See, that's what walking in authority is. Let me just say this. As your pastor, I have the rightful place in appointed authority to edify you. That's how I use my authority, not to rule you. I'm not a ruler pastor. I am a pastor that loves you, that encourages you, and I'll stand in the gap for you. And I'm up early in the morning. I was here about 5:45 this morning, and I was on my face before God praying for you. Because you have such an anointing and a call of God on your life, every one of you. And you can do things for God that's greater than you could ever dream. Why? Because you are submitting to the authority. And a lot of people, "Well, I don't go to that church anymore. I don't go there anymore." Well, you know, a year before that, God told you, "This is a church I want you to go." So you've come out from under authority. Or, "I don't like that job. I don't like that boss." You quit the job and you're struggling finding another job because you came out from under appointed authority. God told you, "I'm going to give you a job here." You go and you jump up and down. "Yay, I got my job." 6 months later, you quit. You came out from under authority. God appointed authority. "Well, I can't find another job." It's because miracles run from you when you don't submit to authority. You with me? So how do we use authority properly? We use it to edify, not to destroy. There might be some that will listen on a podcast maybe months down the line, and they're halfway through this message and they shut it off because they can't stand what I'm saying. And I want you to understand, this is the principles of God's word. This is the very reason for Easter, that Jesus defeated death, hell, and the grave, and we now walk in authority because it's appointed by God, and we walk under authority. Because of that, the miracles of God can happen day after day after day after day. Why? Because we do it the way God has set it apart. So Paul is rebuking them. He said, "I did this to edify you." He says, "My authority is from God. My authority is to help people. I pray over you and I intercede for you." It matters where you go to church. You go to church here, you're going to hear the word of God. You go to church here, you're going to have fabulous worship. You go to church here, you're going to be loved. That's what's always said about this church. Those people really love you. Are we perfect? Let me tell you, all of you are perfect, but you got me, so we're not perfect. So it matters what authority you are submitting to. It matters that you are under spiritual authority. But again, I'm going to say it again, like I said at the beginning, When we don't submit to God's authority, then we are given man's authority. And that's when you have your difficulties. We have a whole nation of Christians who are not under authority. We're out of order. And we wonder why there's no power in the church. The man who Jesus said had the greatest faith understood authority. So again, how do you use authority? Before I say that, let's all stand. How do you use authority? First, submit to God and His will. What is God's will? His word. Then you can resist the devil. Having relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Walk in this kingdom lifestyle. Is it easy? No. Walk in this kingdom lifestyle and allow God to do the work for you. The miraculous will happen in abundance. In your home, in your business, marketplace ministry, folks, it will explode because you're honoring in relationship. Your home will just literally grow. Why? Because there's honor in your home. And you have that job. Don't wait on the government to raise your salary. You let God raise your salary. You do it God's way. When those people are barking about the supervisor, you politely excuse yourself and go somewhere else because you don't have any to deal with that. You walk in integrity of honor. Even though sometimes there's bad authority out there, doesn't mean they're not appointed by God. It means that they have taken the authority and they've sinned with it. If God appointed, what can God do? He can also remove it. But He's looking at you and me and saying, what are you going to do? He's looking at you and me and saying, what are you going to say? I gave you that job. I gave you that business. I gave you that spouse. What are you going to do with this? Well, I'll tell you what I'm doing and have done. I'm going to fall head over heels in love with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm going to submit to their will. And in doing so, when I am around and there are God-appointed authorities, I will submit to them. I will honor them. I'm not their slave. I have chosen to be a bond servant to the Lord. And so I'm going to do what God's called me to do, even in the midst of a bad authority. And I'm going to allow God to take care of it. And then from there, because of that, guess what? A miracle is waiting to happen for me. Every step that I take is a miraculous walk. Why? Because it's led of the Holy Spirit. And I am a child of God. And you are too. Amen. Let's give the Lord an applause. Amen. Well, we're going to continue this series next week. And we're not going to be as strong next week. But folks, listening online, do not let this go away. Let it become everything you think about for a long time. God bless you. I love you. Have an amazing day.